Move to San Francisco, die Circle Waves bei Flux FM. Und von eben diesen haben sich zu mir ins Studio begeben, Kieran und Joe von Circle Waves. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Good to have you here.
Hey, nice to be here.
Thank you. Who's going to move to San Francisco?
Well, not me. Not the rent that they pay over there.
Yeah.
Steep.
Maybe it's that, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's a nice city, though.
It's really, this is one of those places, it's like really, really beautiful, weather's really nice, lots of great stuff going on, but then also there's a bit of a seedy underbelly to it.
Yep, yep. Also nach San Francisco, obwohl ein Song von ihrem neuen Album so heißt, Move to San Francisco, werden sie wohl nicht ziehen, weil da sind einfach die Mieten zu teuer. A Berlin problem with the rent, the high rent.
Is Berlin expensive?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's going to, yeah, it's right now it's expensive.
Yeah. I think that's the thing with a lot of like big cities, capital cities, and places where, I mean, Joe lives in London, and it's just getting more and more expensive.
Isn't it the same as San Francisco?
Yeah, it's the worst. It's so depressing.
How many jobs do you have besides Circle Waves?
Quite a few.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a pizza delivery boy.
Yeah.
Motivational speaker.
Yeah.
Dog trainer.
Dog walker as well.
Yeah, and I tap dance about twice a week at the local working men's club.
Yeah. Do what you have to do to live in London.
Exactly.
Also, in London leben ist natürlich auch nicht so billig, ja, aber wesentlich teurer natürlich noch als in Berlin. Da wird einiges noch gemacht neben den Circle Waves. So, you guys brought some sun, which is good.
Yeah.
Hopefully good mood for the concert tonight.
Hopefully. I mean, we played here last time with the Wombats, and now we're here with Two Door Cinema Club. You know, we're just a really good support band.
Yeah.
You know?
I heard a little wannabe not the support band vibe.
Oh.
Did you get that?
I mean.
Maybe.
I enjoy, you know what, I actually love supporting bands because it's a good way to steal new fans.
That's the reason why supporting is good.
And you're also sort of done by about 8:30, 9 o'clock every night.
Yeah.
And you play and you play for less time. So
just go get a Burgermeister.
Yeah, we just go enjoy the city.
Just good things.
And then we say to Tudor at the end, we go, great gig, guys. Loved every second that I was.
no one's there.
Yeah, through supporting lots of people, I'm really good at telling everyone that I love the gig.
Okay, also ich habe gerade so einen leichten Unterton gehört, dass es vielleicht, dass man gerne nicht nur Support spielen möchte, weil sie waren das letzte Mal mit den Wombats da. Natürlich ist das nicht so oder vielleicht halt eben doch, aber es gibt natürlich auch Vorzüge, die Supportband zu sein, weil man ist früher fertig, ne? Man muss nicht unbedingt die Supportband sehen und ja, das ist doch eigentlich eine gute Sache auch, weil man auch ein bisschen Fans klauen kann. So you guys, you're really creative, or you've been really creative because your last album came out last year, and this year a new album. How?
We're just exceptionally talented.
Yes,
I think that's the only answer.
Mm-hmm.
We just love making music, and like we're very fortunate to live in a time where technology is so good that we can record quickly and efficiently, and
almost everywhere.
Everywhere, I mean. So. In between festivals last year, we recorded this new album.
Wow.
And it was great. Like, it took us 4 weeks, I think, all together in between shows.
Wow.
I'm as surprised as you are, to be honest. Because normally, this is the first time I've had like less than a year's break between records.
Wow.
Normally, it's like 2 years. But
yeah.
I think we just don't really enjoy the bit where we're waiting for 2 years. It's not as fun. And then you come back and then you have to start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, like, we'd released the first thing on this album before we'd finished touring the last one.
Wow.
Which, you know.
It's
not normal, but it's normal. It works though.
Yeah.
It's nice to be back here so soon.
Mm. Cool. Yeah. Also das letzte Album der Circle Waves kam ja im letzten Jahr raus. Deswegen habe ich gerade mal gefragt, wie sie das machen. Und sie sind natürlich überdurchschnittlich talentiert, ganz klar. Aber sie sind natürlich auch wahnsinnig fleißig gewesen. Im letzten Festival-Sommer haben sie dann die Songs geschrieben und auch gleich aufgenommen. Und das hat gerade mal 4 Wochen gedauert, um dann ein neues Album am Start zu haben. Sind selber ein bisschen überrascht darüber. Aber es funktioniert auf jeden Fall. Und jetzt sind sie zurück mit einem neuen Album. And it's a double album. Can you tell us what's the idea with Sad Happy? Because it's pretty special, I think.
I think we recorded the whole thing as in one sort of go as like one single entity. But there's a song on the second half on Sad Happy called Sad Happy. So we always knew we wanted to call the album that. And then as we were trying to come up with track listings, we found that we could kind of split the songs in two. And then we just sort of took it to the extreme and decided to release it in two halves. Because I think the way that music's listened to these days, you can kind of get away with playing around with how you release stuff. So it's quite fun. I think it's fun. It's an interesting way of doing it.
Of releasing, yeah. Also Sad Happy ist nämlich nicht im Ganzen rausgekommen, die neue Platte, sondern die erste Hälfte quasi ist jetzt gerade schon erhältlich. Darauf auch zu finden den Song, den wir gerade gehört haben, Move to San Francisco zum Beispiel. Und die zweite Hälfte, die kommt dann nämlich im März. Und sie haben so ein bisschen rumgespielt einfach mit der Möglichkeit, dass man ja jetzt nicht alles gleichzeitig raushauen muss. Und deswegen sind sie einfach mit der Idee gekommen, weil der Song Sad Happy, der wird auf der zweiten Hälfte drauf sein. Und so sollte das Album heißen. Und Happy is the first half of the album, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And before we talk about what's sad and what's happy for you guys, I'd love to hear a live song because you brought some guitars and you brought your voices, and I'm pretty excited because we are getting the live version of Jacqueline right now.
Yeah,
yes, indeed. Circle Waves by Flux FM.
They say you should stay at home, but you don't care for the TV soap. So Jacqueline, you're invincible. Falling into the olden days, but you don't care for the old cliches. So Jacqueline, I know you know. But it's hard to make sense of the movie when you're in the starring role. Jacqueline, oh. Jacqueline, oh. Invincible, no one can try your eyes, it's up to you, Jacqueline, oh, oh. Jacqueline, when you sleep deprived, you see through your mother's eyes and all of the things she knew. So don't listen to anyone between you and the setting sun, you're doing the best you can do. Hard to make sense of the movie when you're in the starring role. Jacqueline, oh. Jacqueline, oh. You're invincible, no one can dry your eyes, it's up to you, Jacqueline, oh. Good times, oh well, oh well, they're coming round the bend. The good times, oh well, oh well, they're coming round the bend. The good times, oh well, oh well, they're coming. The good times, oh well, oh well, they're coming round the bend. The good times, oh well, oh well, they're coming round the bend. The good times, oh well, oh well, they're coming round the bend. The good times, oh well, oh well, they're coming round. Jacqueline, oh, you're invincible, no one can dry your eyes, it's up to you, Jacqueline, oh, oh, oh.
Jacqueline, Circle Waves, live by Flux FM. Thank you very much. That was nice. I love my private concerts here. I enjoy it a lot.
You're welcome.
So let's talk about the second part of your album, which is coming out, and it's called Sad. Mm-hmm. What's the sad part of the story?
Well, it's all different things. Right? The whole record is just kind of about people and relationships and life and the world. So it's, I mean, that there's two sides to that always, I guess, right? There's happy things in your life and there's sad things. So it's so varied. It's hard to pinpoint one thing. Mm-hmm. It's a bit about me. It's a bit about other people. And the lyrics are quite sad, but the general vibe of it feels still positive in a way, you know?
Also der traurige Teil des Albums, der noch rauskommt im März, beziehungsweise das ganze Album, ne? Es handelt natürlich von glücklichen und auch von traurigen Momenten, sowohl in Kierans Leben, was ihm passiert ist, aber auch halt natürlich das, was er sieht, was gerade auf der Welt passiert. So, would you say that you're a political band, that you're doing political work in your music?
Political work.
political work. Yeah.
I mean, not particularly, not like in a deliberate way. I've certainly wrote songs about the world and about sort of in more of a humanist stance and like, we think this is wrong, that shouldn't happen kind of way. But I'm not very good at keeping up with politics or the news in general. Sam and Joe are pretty good at that kind of stuff.
I think as well, like, if you have a political viewpoint or a view on, you know, the way the world works, it's inevitably going to leak into your music because you're writing about life and those sort of views affect everything. So even if Kieran is unaware that he's doing it, he's I understand where he's coming from.
Yeah. Also natürlich ist es ist ein bisschen Politik natürlich in der Musik beinhaltet, weil jeder natürlich in dieser Welt lebt, die sehr und hochpolitisch ist. Joe und Sam sind da so ein bisschen mehr drin im politischen Geschehen. Kieran nicht so, der liest auch die Zeitung nicht so. You're not reading news? You're not consuming news?
I just read like the Beano, like children's magazine.
Yeah.
I'm aware of news. Yeah. I just have a very short memory.
Maybe it's better.
I kind of subscribe to the idea that ignorance is bliss.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Until you come on tour and then Sam will give you the condensed reasons why to fear the end of the world.
Yeah. Oh, Sam keeps telling me that the world's going to end. And I'm like, man, I just want to eat this banana. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, also Sam ist tatsächlich sehr, was das ganze momentane Weltgeschehen betrifft, ich werde es jetzt einfach mal gemilde ausdrücken, sehr, er macht sich da sehr große Sorgen drum, wohingegen Kieran das sich so ein bisschen am Arsch vorbeigehen lässt, also Ignoranz da so ein bisschen eher sein Motto ist der ganzen Sache gegenüber. So, is it hard for you to like ignore if someone's like putting that topics all the time?
Well, I'm getting good at ignoring Sam.
Okay.
I've been with him for 7 years now. So, I just close off and dream of nicer things.
Yeah, nicer things, maybe it's playing live. So let's talk about tonight because you're on stage tonight at Columbia Hall. Mm. Is it the biggest gig you're playing here in Berlin? I would guess so, right?
Yeah, I think we've done three support slots here that have been quite big. It was this, the Wombats, which is at the same place.
And
we supported the Libertines here years ago.
All right.
And I don't know where it was. It was like a big, empty old train station.
Oh, Postbahnhof, maybe. No.
Wasn't it just called like Berlin Arena?
Something like that.
Arena?
I can't remember. I remember it being like a big, old
building.
Big
as well. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've seen the big venues.
We've seen the big ones. We'll be there on our own one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe next year. Is there a tour planned with your album like on your own without support?
I certainly think we'll be back to play our headline shows this year, yeah. I don't know when. I imagine it'll be after summer now.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be more like after like August, September, mm-hmm. November. October.
all the months after summer.
Yeah.
Ja, also später im Jahr kommt dann noch die Tour zum Album, die Circa Waves. Bringen ja Sad Happy raus bis zum März, bis zum 13. März ist dann auch das komplette Album raus. So what can we expect tonight?
Oh. What can you expect?
You know what? You'll be getting the European debut of Jacqueline. We've only ever played that once before live.
Oh.
We did that in Mexico.
Here?
You
played it here.
But I mean, even today, that's the first time. It's going to be some new stuff, yeah. Which is exciting.
Yeah, right. Are you play the other half, the unreleased half of...
No, we're going to wait. We're gonna milk it as much as possible.
Mm. Save it.
Save it, okay.
But tonight we're doing some stuff that we've never done before. And we've also not played together since... like November last year, mm-hmm. So we'll be very unrehearsed. So it might be the greatest show you've ever seen.
Yeah, maybe. There's a German saying, who's rehearsing is in fear. I don't know if I translated it right, but who's rehearsing fears.
Yeah, they don't need to rehearse.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm going to take that and I'm going to use that as every time anyone asks me to go to a rehearsal.
I don't need to.
Exactly.
So I'm fearless.
What are you scared of?
Yeah. Also wer probt, hat Angst, sagt man hier in Deutschland. Deswegen, sie sind so ein bisschen, haben nicht so viel geprobt, aber es wird auf jeden Fall eine großartige Show heute Abend. So, are you friends with the Two Door Cinema Club guys?
We think we are. I mean, they smile at us.
I mean, they've asked us, but I mean, we've toured with them a couple of times before and they keep asking us back.
Oh.
So I feel, well, maybe.
There's respect.
They're very sweet people. We get along very well. We're on the same bus together.
Oh, okay.
So we get, you know, we just... watch films, drink wine.
Bromance.
Oh,
if you're
bromance.
If you're on a bus, there's bromance.
It's
best case bromance in the after
math.
Yeah.
Love it.
So you guys, we're looking forward for the second part of your album. And of course, I wish you a nice night tonight here in Berlin. Thank you for stopping by.
Hey, thanks for having us.
All the time. Come back soon.
We love it here. We come back all the time.
Thank you.
I'll be worried the next time we come to Berlin and we don't get in that crazy elevator.
Yeah, you made it through the elevator.
Exactly.
Yeah, nice. So we listened to one song from your album. It's a song you told me that it's the fans' favorite.
Yeah, it seems to be when we released the record, we got a lot of messages saying that this is everyone's favorite.
Yeah?
So we should have released it as a single, but there we go.
There you go. We're going to listen to it right now.
This is the first time this song's ever been played on the radio.
Wow, okay. Also Weltpremiere jetzt hier bei Flux FM. Das erste Mal, dass dieser Song gespielt wird im Radio. Die Circa Waves mit Be Your Drug. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. I just want to be your drug.